Read Luke 24, verse 13 to 35 on page 1643. Luke 24, verse 13, on the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to the village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast, and one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem, and do you not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "Well, about Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in the word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." So far the reading.
Our text this morning is actually verse 32. They ask each other. And when Mom read this story, this is how she would say it. "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scripture to us?" Dear congregation, it's holiday time and many people are on vacation and traveling. So we're going on a trip this morning. A discovery trip, and it will be exciting. Come along, and we'll experience all some new things, some old things, but you may want to pack a lunch, as the road is about 7 miles long. So, first of all, I'm going to tell you a story about my mom. You may wonder why I'm going to tell this story, but it'll fit in. It has to do something about the trip. You'll find out this account of my mom, how it relates to me and the scriptures. When my mom was being rehabilitated after a stroke, we often took her out for drives around the countryside. And she would point out a robin sitting on a fence post, or a new building that was being built, or a farmer working in the field. She would point out things that we would ordinarily pass by or miss. It was good to go for a drive and have someone else point out the beauty of God's creation. And often, we are just focused on going from point A to point B. As this passage in Luke 3 comes to mind, we're reminded of three things. Why were the men bewildered? And who joined them? And what happens when the scripture is explained? The men traveling on the road to Emmaus were discussing about the recent events of why Jesus had to die and the mystery of his body disappearing. This man, Jesus, he spoke with authority. He healed the sick, fed thousands with tiny bits of food, performed miracles, and making the blind see. He cast out demons, even raised people from the dead. And yet the Jews wanted him dead. He could have gotten rid of his adversaries, but he calmly accepted the verdict to be nailed to the cross and die. He didn't put up a fight. And furthermore, it's now the third day, and someday some people say his body is not in the tomb. How is this possible? Was not his body put into a cave and sealed with a seal? And if he is alive, maybe he'll become king after all. These men had all kinds of questions as they traveled back to their home to Emmaus. It was not safe to travel alone in those days. So together, they walked along the road, bewildered. And then, another man came alongside them to join them. Maybe it was for safety, we don't know. But he could sense that the men were in deep discussion, and he inquired about their sadness. And then, this man began to explain the scriptures, why the death and resurrection was necessary, and then they received new insight. So, we're on this road of gaining new insight and having our faith renewed. When we read the scriptures, do our hearts burn with excitement? Are we on fire from within as scripture is being revealed to us every Sunday and through our daily devotions? Or are we too busy with work and don't make time to explore the scriptures? Even myself, every time I read a portion of scripture, I receive a new revelation and wonder. Let's go back to the road on the way to Emmaus as we join these two sad and bewildered men. They were so distraught and deep in their thoughts that when Jesus joined them, they kept talking about the past happenings. No introductions or questions to where the stranger was going. They didn't even stop Jesus to explain the scriptures. When we become sad and bewildered, do we let Jesus into our lives? Or do we try to travel alone and not let someone else point out the joy of Jesus' death and resurrection? We remind of a story in the Bible about a eunuch from Ethiopia who was reading from Isaiah and did not understand until God sent Philip to him. And even though Philip was a stranger to the eunuch, he was welcomed, and he let the scripture be explained. That stranger can be you or me, explaining the news of salvation. The road we travel on with Jesus is full of joyful and exciting experiences that cause our hearts to be on fire for Jesus. And this fire may not come until the scripture is explained and fully understood and believed. We go back to the eunuch as when he fully understood the scripture, he requested to be baptized. There's another story in the Bible when Paul and Silas were in prison and the Lord sent an earthquake, such a strong earthquake that it released the prisoners from their shackles and the jailer was about to commit suicide. When Paul intervened and said, do not harm yourself, we're all here. In And then the jailer responded with the question, "What must I do to be saved?" And then Paul and Silas spoke the word of the Lord to him and explained the scriptures to others and his whole household, and they were baptized. And the jailer was filled with joy. There are many stories in the of people becoming Christians by simply reading the Bible or by hearing the gospel by the radio or TV. Yes, the word of the Lord is still exciting and full of life applications. The road to Emmaus is not long, about 7 miles. And the average person can walk 4 miles an hour. So this trip takes less than 2 hours. We do not know at which point Jesus joined them, but in less than 2 hours, Jesus explained to them the scriptures. Do you have 2 hours to explain scripture to someone who is bewildered and wonders why Jesus had to die and also rose back to life? But maybe you only have 2 minutes to share your story of salvation. You should use those 2 minutes, as you may cause a spark to flicker and set a heart on fire. I'm halfway through the sermon now. You can have your snack. Notice, when the men arrived at their home, Jesus made as he were to go further. Jesus was going to walk a little further, but then the invitation came out for Jesus to come into their home. They invited a stranger to come into their house and have a meal and maybe even lodging. This reminds us of a Bible text that tells us to invite strangers into our home as we might be entertaining angels. And then Jesus takes control of supper. Their guest is in a place of honor. And then their eyes were opened. There are times when I get so overwhelmed with the emotion that a tingle goes up and down my spine and a new realization enters my being. And maybe you have felt this too, when your eyes were opened. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, it's a time of reflection, but it's also a time when we rekindle the fire within us. There's some questions that come to mind. Are there people you know walking along the road not knowing the joy of salvation? Are you willing to join them on the road and explain the reasoning for Jesus' sacrifice and enter into heaven? There needed to be a sacrifice for the sins of mankind, and Jesus did this by dying on the cross for us all. We have been redeemed by Jesus' blood, and we can rejoice. You and I can be that stranger that is the catalyst to start to burn the scriptures into the hearts and open the eyes of a bewildered person. The trip does not end here. The men are so excited, they run all the way back to Jerusalem. We don't even know if they finished their supper. And maybe even you forgot about your snack lunch. They could not keep this fire in themselves. Just like when you and I go on a trip, you take lots of pictures and share with your friends back home. You need to share. And yes, we need to have our eyes opened and see the experience and experience the new light of scriptures so that our hearts may burn with excitement, so much so that the whole church become a bonfire for Jesus. Let us make ourselves disciples for each other and for our risen Lord. As I read and reread this account of the travelers to Emmaus, I began to know the reason for the burning in the men's hearts. Jesus is alive! The creator of all the universe loves us so much that he's preparing an eternal place for us in heaven. And as you traveled along, did you get a new spark in your heart to start a fire of renewed energy to run the 7 miles back to tell your friends? I started with a story of my mom pointing out newer old objects on our drives. Parents, even children, can ask questions about the Bible. It does not have to be a stranger to explain the wonder of Scripture to your friend or your brother or your sister or child or even grandparents. Sometimes we need our family members to discuss and gain new insights to get our hearts burning with excitement. We need to remind ourselves of the journey that we're on so that we may not miss out on the joys that excite us to point us to the Scriptures. Let our eyes be opened, and may we not be weary of traveling, but be full of energy and to go and make disciples. The Holy Spirit travels with us, as He promised to be with us always. And all God's travelers say, Amen. We'll now have the song of response.